In a first, India uses she, her to refer to all genders in draft law. New Delhi, India, NI, in a first in the legislative history of India, pronouns such as her and she have been used to denote all genders in a draft law. The draft Digital Personal Protection Bill, 2022, which has been put up for public consultation on Friday, finds mention of the two pronouns. With the philosophy Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government works, we have attempted to use the word she and her in the entire bill instead of him and his. This is an innovative thing attempted in the bill, Union Minister for Railways, Communications, Electronics and Information Technology Ashwani Vaishnav said on Friday. The focus of the bill is to protect internet users from online harm and create a safe and trusted digital ecosystem, as India is a digital economy powerhouse today. For the record, 3 months after the withdrawal of the Digital Personal Data Protection Bill from the lower house of the parliament, the central government today came up with a new draft bill seeking views from the public. The central government, during the recent monsoon session of parliament, withdrew the bill from the Lok Sabha several months after it was introduced. Vaishnav had earlier said that the bill was withdrawn because the Joint Parliamentary Committee recommended 81 amendments in a bill of 99 sections. Above that, it made 12 major recommendations. Therefore, the bill has been withdrawn, and a new bill will be presented for public consultation, he had said. The reintroduced draft Digital Personal Data Protection Bill 2022 has proposed 6 types of penalties on non-companies to companies. To prevent a personal data breach, a penalty of up to 250 rupees crore is being proposed in the draft bill, which was put out for public comments earlier today. Besides, failure to notify the board and affected data principals in the event of a personal data breach and non-fulfillment of additional obligations in relation to children may attract as penalty of up to 200 crore rupees. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.